Hello, everyone, and welcome to my new podcast. I am Aisha Martin. I am an entrepreneur. I am a mom, a businesswoman, a philanthropist, a troublemaker, a foodie, a traveler, a writer, a spiritualist, a creator. So I'm a Gemini. I am all the things. And I guess maybe would be saying I'm a Gemini that makes everything else makes so much more sense, right? But anywho, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for just having a conversation with me. I decided to start this podcast because I'm at a point now in my life where I am at the beginning of, well, I wouldn't say the beginning. I would say middle of a pivot. I've climbed the corporate ladder successfully. I've done that. And still to this day, continue to help scale businesses on a corporate side with my consulting business. But I've noticed that a girl is tired. Okay. Your girl is tired. It doesn't make sense anymore. You know, climbing the corporate ladder, like for what? What's the prize? What's the end game with that? I started my business and the world of public relations on the entertainment side, right? Communications. And, you know, I had an internship. Now that's going to be a story for another day. But I had an internship, got into public relations, entertainment in Atlanta, Atlanta native, by the way, you guys. And it was fun. I learned a lot, but I wasn't charging a lot because I was trying to get clientele up. That ended up being the biggest headache. Learned a lot, but the biggest headache. So I got into public relations on a corporate side, and that's when I started to see areas of improvement, shall I say, in corporate businesses. And it came natural to me. The systems, the logistics, working with the C-level and C-suite type execs, it came natural to me. I knew the lingo. I knew the verbiage. I knew how to have the conversations. And I knew how to streamline. I knew what was the missing piece. I knew, you know, how we could make money. I knew that. So I started to pivot more into business consulting, branched out of and started to make my way out of public relations, communications, marketing, branding, and, you know, that stuff from an entertainment standpoint, got into corporate. That was my jam. That was really fun. Now, I do still have clients that I work with now. Mostly it's with construction clients, commercial. And I do like that. I like project management. I like those things. I think project management is just one of those fields where you can bring so many of your transferable skills over. And there are a lot of options, right? So start doing that. And I do that now more so part-time, not even full-time with that. Very selective with the clients that I work with, how much time I give, and what those timelines look like. So that's with that. Again, I want to slow down. You know, I'm at the end of the day, I want to work less, make more. Feel me? So that's that. I'm also a spiritualist. So my spiritual life and my spirituality and my journey is extremely important to me because it's just not what I do. It's who I am. It's my background. So I'm heavy when, you know, it comes to that as well. I have, Hoodoo is big for me. It's how I was raised. It's a part of what my grandmother, I call her the OG. She passed last year. That's what I was raised on. So we'll get into that as well. I have three offsprings. My youngest is 11. Middle girl is 18. And the oldest will be 22 this year. Wow. Dang, y'all. Sorry. That was a moment. But anywho, so that's what I do, you know? Now, when it comes to who I am, like I said, I love food. I love to travel. I like the freedom to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. So to get to that point, that it is what I do. So now that I'm at a place of pivot where I'm not chasing a dollar, where I'm not trying to chase the next promotion, raise, title, that's another one. It's like, what is it that I want to do? From all of the experiences and things that I've done, what does this look like now? I'm 40 now, 80s baby, Atlanta native. That's where I am now in my life. The economy is different. I think we all can agree that what we thought this would look like now, as far as in the world, it is not that. And it's okay. But now we're still trying to unlearn, relearn, pivot. We have parents getting older. We have to deal with the inflation and all of the things that are related to the economics. It's so much that we're still trying to figure out while still raising. We got some Gen Alphas coming up who are about that life, also known as the Nuck of You Buck Crew. So we're just trying to get our lives together. I'm heavy on therapy, pro therapy. I love my therapist. I have spiritual guides, guides that I go to, my spiritual counselors as well, because the work works. And I believe in always doing the work. I think that's why I'm at, you know, such a peaceful state now. Now, it wasn't always like this. We can get into that too at another time. But this is who I am. This is what I do. I want to thank you for joining me for these conversations, because we're going to have some fun. We're going to figure it out. We're going to talk about it. We're going to just navigate this the best way we know how. All right. So again, I am Aisha Martin. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. And I look forward to having many, many more with you very soon. All right, y'all. I'm out.